You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, there's that.
Good morning. Happy Trucker Thursday to you.
Vicky texts that in before our show even started.
Vicky's awesome.
She's great.
Vicky, I love Trucker Thursday. Helps to get me through the week. We're here for you.
That would be three of us. Four of us, I guess. Yeah, this is a good.
Who's
day.
The fourth?
Todd.
The man behind the window.
The man behind the window, I should have said. I should have said that.
No?
Todd's not, no.
No?
He's the one who picks all the music. He likes to.
I know, but he just does it to, like, you know, appease us.
No. I think he's the boss.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, hey, guys, going to play music in the prison yard today while you work out.
Oh, there you go. I get it. I get that.
He's that guy. Just to keep us, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Where's this from? Where's this coming from this morning?
I don't know.
Bucket for a raise? Okay.
I don't know, Todd. I don't know, Todd. Why is the floor wet?
Looking.
Margo.
Well, because Mino spilled his creamer on the
floor.
God,
I can't believe I did that.
Jim.
Yesterday, I was over and I did. It's like, I can't believe I just spilled something.
All over this table. Remember that? Yeah. Well, hey, I was...
Todd made a great point, though.
What's that?
I'd be the worst criminal in history.
Yeah, you would.
There would be a body, and then, you know, like, they would just have to follow the trail to wherever.
Right, right.
There'd be empty Slim Jim wrappers.
Leno used to do that thing in The Dumbest Criminals or whatever. Yes. Oh, it's hilarious.
I would be part of that.
Yeah, you would be. Oh, we're going to feature John Mino tonight.
That's right. When somebody, first thing they say to you in the morning, you'd be a terrible criminal.
The headline in The Inquirer, world's dumbest criminal.
Criminal. It'd be me. My visor would be sitting next to a gun. All right, fine. Hey, it's not, you know what's funny? Yesterday it was like 50 and it felt like 20.
Did you go to the farmer's market?
Did they have it?
Yeah, it was rainy.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No,
I was actually, it was even worse at like 3 o'clock yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
I thought sure it was going to be canceled.
I know. I don't know how many people, but I went by there and I thought, should I go see Nick? But I just, you had to walk in the rain at 2 blocks.
I did not think there was a chance in the world they were going to host it.
Well, you know what that says about them? That pretty much the farmer's market is rain or shine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
Some people are like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go.
You know what, though?
Just plan
rain,
on
shine,
it.
Or that cold wind. That was the thing, that wind yesterday coming off the bay.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, they had it. And I don't know how it was. We'll talk to Nick, maybe, or one of the vendors. But I didn't get a chance to walk down there. But they had it, so it was great.
Wow.
Hey, but the weather's turning.
Yeah. But, I mean, it feels nice out there today. It's only 46, but it actually feels nice.
Yeah.
46 at Green Bay, 45 Appleton, 45 Oshkosh. Forecast mix of clouds and... What's that word? Mix of clouds and...
What?
Mix of clouds and...
Sun.
Oh, sun. I've never seen that word.
Oh, I haven't seen it in a while. Okay.
High in the upper 50s. We'll hey, it's almost the end of May. We're like, hey, it's going to be in the upper 50s.
I know. Yeah. You know what I did, though? This biking. Did you go get your new bike seat?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I never know when they're open, Jim, to be honest with you.
Didn't I say that?
No.
Brian gave me the hours?
Uh-uh.
I did. You go play the tape. It's either Monday and Wednesday, or it's either Monday and Wednesday or Monday and Tuesday.
Todd, play the tape.
Well, anyway, you got to get those seats. Well, anyway, I went to, so I have a lot of bikes at my house because when people come over and we want to go downtown, I'd rather take a bike than take the car. So the biggest thing is air in the tires.
I know.
Everything else works fine.
But you got to be so careful because I use the air. I've blown out my tires.
No, this is what I did. I went to Pete's Garage on Broadway yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the pump. I'm done. I got it. It costs a little bit more.
Do you plug it in or is it a hand pump?
No, I would hand pump. Because then you can just have it.
Do you plug it in or no?
No.
Oh.
But it's got the digital reader on there.
Yeah.
And you just kind of set it. If you look at your tire on the side, it tells you how much.
Does it shut off automatically then?
Because
that's my biggest fear all the time is blowing up the tire.
Well, when it gets to 60 or whatever it is, I'll just stop.
60?
Is that too much?
Seems like a lot.
Okay, I don't know. I haven't done it. I haven't used it yet. But I just said, look, I don't want. I need something that's reliable. You know, that's easy to use, and it's got two different like, tires, like those little valves that come out of the tire.
Yeah.
Where you put the thing over.
Yeah, they have stem valve.
Stem valve. Yeah, that's what I was going to just say.
He's working up to that.
I'm trying to think of that word she used.
Really close.
Yeah, when she said something like that. But it's got two different ones. So you get, because I guess they make two different sizes.
I didn't even know that.
I had no idea about that.
Yep. Anyway, so you want to use
but
it.
But you still.
Yeah, you stand there.
Okay. Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah. I know you need that for your bike. But there's no excuse for me not to bike anymore because it was always I need air in the tires. So done. Anyway, when you guys come over, when we come
well,
downtown,
that world problem is solved. Hey, two old guys solving their problem. Is that by hand? How do you do that?
Oh, she was.
Is that by hand?
She was very patient with me. I'm like, okay, how does this work? And how do I know? Anyway, so I went to Pete's Garage. It was great. Great. What do they have the inventory there? I mean, you're going to spend a lot of money.
For our listeners playing bingo with Mino and the mayor this morning, I wonder if anybody had stem valve on their bingo card because.
Okay.
Hey, I got to tell you.
That is the right word, though.
So, how's the phone situation, though?
I don't
know. I don't even have. You know what? I didn't even. I was walking here and said, I don't have my phone. And I'm like, big deal. Why?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right?
Did not have a good day with my phone yesterday.
I didn't either. I got to tell you something. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I need your advice. I need anybody's advice. So I've got a little surgery coming up on Wednesday.
Right.
I don't know where or when or what time.
Yeah. You got just, I got a landline. I mean.
Is that kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Get somebody.
Well, I used our new sales lady. Can't think of, Emily?
Eliza.
I had to use her phone yesterday because I have to do that event tomorrow night in Freedom.
Yeah.
So I her phone is some other company, obviously. And I call my guy. He goes, oh, my God, John. We've been trying to get a hold of you for a week. We thought you didn't want to do it or something.
Right.
Who? That's one.
Jesse has a different
who knows
carrier.
How many?
Well, let me tell you a good example of that. We're going to be talking about on Lean Local, not this week, at the mayor of this, Green Bay next week, the Southern Bridge. That's interesting, right? It's going to happen. They're starting construction. You familiar with the Southern Bridge?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Wrightstown?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, I know. That's been like 20 years, so I haven't gotten too excited about it.
All of that. Exactly. Yeah. That's like, okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. That'll
we're
going
to move the coal piles. Right. No, that might happen,
one quick
too.
Second. Jim, you house poop on you were the mayor, and you let air in the bike shop stop you? And let air in the bike tire stop you? Come on, man. Brian always fires the first shot across the bow.
I know. So,
Brian's
Brian,
that guy at the military academies where they didn't start till the cannon fires. We don't start until Brian says something.
That's right.
But he is on top of it. So the Southern Bridge, so I got an engineer coming on to talk about the X's and O's because some people are interested in that, the cost, how wide it is, bike lanes, all that. But I wanted someone to talk about the economic impact. Like, how many rooftops are they going to build out there? What kind of industry are they going to have? What's that going to do for the community? So I called, back to the phone thing. So I called the mayor of De Pere. I mean, that's kind of a De Pere thing, you know, in terms of municipalities. And he called and go through. Then he texted me and said, I tried to call you. Your phone didn't work. And I want to get this wrapped up. So we just ended up doing the email because that will work. You're not the biggest email guy.
No, I don't even. Hardly ever check my email. Yeah, to be honest with you,
that's electronic mail, John.
I'm gonna get on that now.
Yeah,
but
that's what we did. I got it squared away last night, and we both have CellCom.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think I bet you Green Bay has 1,000 lines.
I'm
1,000.
Well, we have like 1,100 employees. We have it all for. You know, we get that rate. Now, you might have to buy your own phone, but we provide the police, fire.
You're talking about employees of Green Bay.
At City Hall.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. I got you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but in terms of this municipality, it's over half CellCom, I think.
You know, I'll be honest with you, and I've been reading lots of things people are saying. It's like, and I'm not trying to be doomsday, and some of my best friends in the world work for CellCom. In very prominent positions where they, I bet, are like not sleeping for a week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm sure. I'm not criticizing. No. I mean,
here's the problem with them is that's their only product. You know, it's not like if something goes bad with yogurt, Schreiber should survive on cheese, but that's it. That's what they do. And
I worry about small businesses.
No question.
Right.
I mean, I'm really worried about that.
Well, that's why with the mail cars yesterday, I was thinking about that. If I was in real estate, you lived by your phone. That was your office, was your phone.
But John, there's a lot of people that live by their phone. I mean, the window washer guy, just all these little one- and two-man van entrepreneurs, these builders, they don't have receptionists.
But you have to wonder, too, Jim, early on, the first few days before you realize how huge this was, if they're like, you know what, screw them, I'm going to somebody else.
Yeah. Sure.
Who then might have had a, you know what I mean? It's like, because that guy yesterday, I mean, Jesse and Eliza were both right there. They said, oh my God, John, we didn't know if.
I know.
So, I mean, who knows Jesse's how many of those kind of calls are missing?
So, yeah, I talked to a friend of mine who's an attorney, big time attorney. He said the FBI is involved in this.
Oh, I read that.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know.
So has there been a?
But why didn't they? Why didn't they tell me that?
Cowboy Dave, it's called a valve stem, not a stem valve.
Oh, okay. There.
Yeah,
all right.
A stem valve is kind of like a heart thing or something, isn't it, or something medical?
Oh, no, that's a stent.
Yeah, something. Yeah. But Cowboy Dave, you know what I meant.
We really do have to do a bingo game on this show and put the whatever. Yeah,
we should. Yes.
The vocabulary.
We literally should, Todd.
We wouldn't do too well.
With our people, we need to do that.
Yeah, I'm going
to
work on that.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Help us out. Texters, help us out some words you want us on our bingo card. Let us know. I had a laugh. You know what show I like? I like watching old show. Like I said, I got into Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
I like that show.
Yeah, it's quirky.
Oh, man. But that guy reminds me of you. I mean, I'm not even like whatever. That when he's in prison for complete embezzling his whole real estate company, yada, 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 all these hardcore cons are like, yes, sir. Now tell me what I should do. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's like holding court in
How'd
prison.
How'd you do that?
Exactly. I can see you being that guy when you go to prison.
Do a lot of advice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to finish that Cellcom thing. It's a bigger deal. It's not like that it wasn't a maintenance issue.
Wasn't there someone time squirrel literally got into something and chewed
it's none of that.
Yeah.
So I was surprised. I guess I didn't read that.
What do you think country wise?
Pardon me?
I think China.
You know what?
I think that's China's like, really? You guys want to bleep with us?
On a Green Bay carrier?
We have the draft here. It's a big whatever.
We do got visibility.
We got visibility, man.
People know us all over around the world.
Hey, can you imagine if that had happened then?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Verizon, though. If they were taking
it out. But still, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's scary.
Yeah.
That somebody can control something that we depend on day to day.
I think we should learn that we depend on it too much.
Absolutely. But what are you going to do?
I don't write a letter.
I've got a stamp. Where do you buy a stamp? Did Dave Bargatze talk about that one? A stamp. Do I just like look for an old person and say, can you give me a stamp?
Yeah. There was some special on him. They're interviewing how he got started. And he's always been the same. He doesn't like politics, right?
He and I are the same, man.
Keeps it clean.
Yep. Say well,
little
other
difference
than that.
There. Yeah. But just.
You know what's funny?
He really caught fire. I mean, and he'll admit it too. Like he was working a lot.
Well, your daughter would love to be an entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
My granddaughter.
She's going to be.
Okay, but you look at him and say, I could do that. Wow, he's so lucky. Read his story. Yeah. He moved. He had no money.
None.
Moved to New York. Yep. Lived in a piece of garbage little apartment with people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to do that there's a price, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's a good story, too. He's doing all right now.
Oh, boy. Our text line is open. We got a whole bunch of bingo card entries already. We'll get to them in 1 minute. Like walking on a slick
hickory log. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
There's nothing better than trucker music.
Let's go going out for Terry this morning. Special request, Red Simpson, Truck Driving Fool.
Red Simpson or Red Solvite?
No, Red Simpson. Oh, okay. Sorry, it's Jackknife is the song.
Oh, Jackknife, yeah. Man, I'm old. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that, guys. You didn't need to do that. I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know.
But I still want to be. I told you, I'm excited. I'm thinking about applying for that job at AutoZone as a delivery guy.
You're not a great driver.
Oh my God, you
drive slow.
Oh my God,
it's like,
how
the
could
part
you?
Will be there tomorrow. It's like, what do you mean? I only live 10 miles away.
You're the worst driver I've ever driven with.
I'm a great driver. Oh my God. I tell my kids that all the time. I am a great driver.
Tell the police department of the town of Princeton, of the town. What was the other town?
Montello.
Montello.
I got mine right here on Mason Street. Uh-huh. Okay, that I think you judge by accidents. Your car's is dented up. Mine's not. I have no accidents. I have probably 6-7 speeding tickets, but no accidents.
6 or 7. Okay.
No accidents. Well, that's not true. It depends how far back you go. But I've had no accidents in the last 25 years.
Okay, I haven't had any since 1975.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah. How's that? And
really?
It wasn't even my fault.
Okay. Well, of course it's not.
Let me explain the entire scenario, and you tell me, okay? Mm-hmm. I was actually on my way to fill out the paperwork for my summer job in the mine, okay? So it's not like I'm out cruising, doing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Had my dad's car. 1970 mm-hmm. Chevy Impala.
Yeah,
four-door.
Cool. Yeah.
So up there, the snowbanks are so huge. They're like 10 feet tall, the snowbanks.
Yeah.
Okay? Come up to a yield.
Yeah.
All right? The snowbank is so big, you have no idea what's on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Okay? So I pull out, and it's a one-way street, which I think one-way streets, I was going to get on you about this the other day. Why do you have one-way streets here in downtown Green Bay? They make no sense.
Traffic flow.
Yeah, there's no traffic, so they make no sense. That was the dumbest thing ever put in Green Bay. But anyway, here's the only thing I'm saying, okay? All right?
Safer.
So, yeah, no, they're not. Okay, safer? Okay, so one-way street.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw you a diagram.
John, that snowbank, that's not an excuse. What did the judge say? That's not an excuse. The other person saw it. You know how many people went through that intersection with that snowbank and didn't get in a car accident? You know how you get through a snowbank? You edge. Did you remember
there
that driver's
edge? There were 14 accidents on that exact same spot in 2 days. So here's what I'm saying.
I don't believe that.
Here I am. Here's a huge snowbank.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a one-way.
Right.
Okay?
You're right there. Yeah.
So I pull out, edge out just to see if anybody's coming. Here's a car right there on me. Okay? There's somebody right behind me. I couldn't back up. Okay? And he's flying. He's speeding. All right? So I try to beat him through the thing, and he clips my back panel.
That was stupid. He could have gone around. How far are you out there? Foot? Two?
Yes.
Okay. He could have gone around.
Absolutely.
Well, you're the one who pulled out in front of him.
I could, because the snowbank was there. I couldn't see. What am I supposed to do? Get out and climb on top of the snowbank?
You edge your way out.
I did edge my way out. But he was going so fast, I had to try to beat him. You want to know a great moment in your life when you're 16 years old? Go to pick up your dad as he just comes up from underground in the mine and explain to him he just got his brand new car smashed.
Yeah,
that was a good moment.
No,
he still all of his miner clothes on.
There's a memory.
Iron ore dust. And I still remember him taking off his little hat. You know, they wear these little hats underneath the helmet so it doesn't, you know. And you know what's so funny? He didn't know I was there. Okay, because I went to pick him up.
I
was using his car.
That doesn't look like my car. Yeah.
I had never, seen him at work before. Okay? Like, real work. And his language. I've never heard him say the F. He's like, hey, you tell that effing so-and-so if we don't get that GD effing so-and-so taken care of tomorrow. And it's like, that's my dad using that language.
Well, he turned it off when he got home, though. So
and then he saw me, and then it was, you know.
Yeah.
But that was a good moment in my life.
Would you please move this? Yeah.
Yeah. So that was not my fault. That's my one accident. Knock on wood.
Okay. Did you get a citation? Mm-hmm. Did you fight it?
You know what the judge told me?
Yeah.
So here's what happened. Let me just say this. Let me tell you what. Okay. I don't make up stories. I mean, I really don't. Maybe I embellish.
Did somebody say they... Somebody... Let's see, who was it that said they BS for a living? I mean,
well,
somebody
I do,
said
but
that.
I said that last night.
You say that every day. That's, I'm just,
I know, but it's just somebody joking.
Should, yeah.
You know what? I don't go out much. I mean, I really and truly don't. You know why? Because it's too expensive.
Well, that is I'll give you that.
I mean, it's expensive when you go out. Okay, yeah. But anyway, so I had a great time last. Me and our girl Nikki, we used to work here. We're at Sidekicks in De Pere. We had a great time, little fish plate, whatever, whatever, and run into some people, and you know, from years and years back. It was just fun. You know, it's like, Mino, you're still doing this? You know, and I'm BSing for a living, man. that's what I do. Yeah.
Anyway, how's she doing?
She's great, man. Great.
Miss her.
You got to go through the bingo card.
Here we go. Our bingo card. We're not even joking about this, people. We're going to do a bingo card thing.
And let me just say this. Don't forget, now on our app, you can text the studio, but you can also send an audio message.
Right.
So if you want to actually say something, you can actually do that on the app. Same way, download it in the lower bar there where you can text and stuff. You can actually voice text.
So tell me, how does this bingo thing work?
Well, we'll put it together.
We'll put 25 words on there?
Whatever, sayings or whatever. And then we'll have maybe different cards. People can go to our website to download them.
And if we say it.
And if you say it, you pop it.
And we're not going to intentionally say anything. We're just going
to
do your thing. Totally dialogue. Okay, cool.
So we got 1 minute.
But that used to be a real, I remember WJPD in Ishpeming, Michigan.
Sure.
Really? At bingo time. And it was that kind of thing. I think it was like for commercials they would play. You know, there's like Joe's Tire Shop. And it's like, I'm putting that one.
All right. Well, that was good for the advertiser.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Hey, trust me, Jim, let me tell you, Radio 101, you've only been in 2 years. Radio doesn't do anything. It isn't sponsor driven. Todd?
That's true.
That's how we make our money. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 7 entries so far. It's Rosendale. Did you get a ticket in Rosendale?
Yeah, no, I got pulled over in Rosendale. Coming back from speeding.
Michael says, China doesn't even know Green Bay exists, Mino. Bingo card. 2 entries for me. Linens and sauna.
Yeah.
Please keep them coming, folks. If we use yours, you get a prize.
That would probably win.
Back after this.
Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We talked about that, Jim.
We did.
Yes, we did. And Dan's here, and I hate to get in a fight in front of company. Hey, Dan.
Don't argue in front of the children.
Our man Dan Brick in the house talking about something. We're just talking about something that I've done at least 30 times. I enjoyed every one of them.
Me too. The nicest people on the planet.
Yeah. Except they lie. Like I was telling you,
the most honest people on the planet. This is Dan Brick.
Dan and his people lie.
We're obviously talking.
They're liars.
We're obviously talking breakfast on the farm. And that is...
Yes or no? Did you serve ostrich eggs 1 year? Nobody will admit to that. Yeah. Nobody will admit to that.
That's because they're telling the truth.
But I don't know if I'm dreaming about this or what, but I swear I was at one of the breakfasts of the farms and they had ostrich eggs, and they had like this big drill to drill through it. Because they even gave me the shout to bring home to my daughters.
then he woke up.
I think he was watching the Flintstones.
Right? There you go. I mean,
you remember that? Yeah. That's what it looked like. Dan Brick in the house. We were talking Brown County Breakfast on the Farm, which is such a cool event.
That is. And John, we're talking how many we've done, and I think I was at 19. And just, I enjoyed every one of them.
I agree.
And Dan was talking, I'm going to let you talk in just a second.
Best breakfast you'll ever have.
But he sponsors a bus. He's the president of the promotions committee. To bring the kids from the hood out there.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
They.
So your neighborhood? Do your kids go to that?
Yeah, my kids, yeah. Okay. When they.
Hey, only $450,000 house in the hood. house in the hood that has an upstairs concert room.
the point is it's in the hood. Yeah. But they did a survey one time and some of these kids really didn't know.
Yeah.
So I think it's great you're doing that, Dan. Tell us about the whole...
Yeah, so, you know, we have the breakfast on the farm to raise money. That money gets used to... we use busing to get the kids to the farm.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
That's awesome. Did you bring us any steaks?
No,
I didn't bring
it. It's one of those
Why?
Things...
Why? You know, Todd, how long have we been in radio?
Is it a long time.
What's the main rule if you're going to be a guest on a radio show?
Yeah.
You bring them something.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, but
Dan, you're disappointing us.
But Dan, it's like you have 6,000 people come over for breakfast, though, don't you? Isn't that about what the count is?
Five, six? Yeah. So Brown County is real big just because of
the... At one farm you have 6,000?
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
So it's a big undertaking when we do that. And obviously the crew has a very good system in place for feeding wise.
I've known some of the families that I've hosted.
Yep.
And when you talk to them, it's like stress wise leading up. This is a really, really big deal. It's like a family. It's not like this, the Elks Club or the organization. It's like a family that's going to host 6,000 people coming to their house.
And they're not just coming for breakfast. They take the tour. There's, there's a lot of educational things that go on. I mean, that's a half day thing. I love it.
Yeah. So I
do too. I'll be honest. Right. I really enjoy it.
I help with the tours. So that's always the big thing because we have 15 tour wagons.
Which are fun.
You know, two people are on, and then it's trying to find, you know, make sure that we have enough tour host to be able to explain what's going on at the farm and answer questions and everything else. So, yeah, I know it's a huge undertaking. And like I said, we use this money to bus people out to the farm. We have Ambassador Coordinator Stephanie Geiger. Peterson takes care of going into the classroom and educating kids about dairy and agriculture. Right. We do a lot of work at the Brown County fair.
Can I just, I don't mean to like switch gears here, but how is that world of, because did you see the movie Green Gold?
I didn't see it yet.
Okay, but it's just like, you know, some of the things they brought up, it's a movie, it's drama, but I bet some of those things they talk, those issues are real day-to-day issues
about keeping these
farms that have been in families for how many generations?
Okay, keeping them alive.
Yeah, keeping them alive.
He'll talk about he has three boys. And one of them is really interested, which is awesome. That's one thing. I mean, you need the money too, but I'm just saying it's nice to have that.
Oh, absolutely.
There are some people
you gotta have that.
There are some people that they just want nothing to do with it.
Right.
And I don't know why.
But. Yeah. So I'm fifth generation on the farm. So
fifth. Wow.
Yeah. You know, so it's there's not many that are left to
continue to go. Right. Right. On.
And and you look over the years, you know, several times over the years that we could have lost the farm. You know, so over 150, 170 years that we've been in there. So.
God bless the farmers.
Between
death
of the family.
Paul Harvey's greatest thing ever was God created the farmer.
No, bless.
And it's true, isn't it, though, Dan?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, so it's, you know, think about all the years of economic hardship, interest rates.
And the whole market, you guys rely so much on, it's not like, it's not like you got a lemonade stand, people come up and buy it.
Right,
or a gas station, people need gas.
You're tied to a much larger, I don't think, people understand that, much less, but some of these people don't understand that the food comes from the ground.
Yeah, right. You know, we're dealing with a perishable product, so we can't, I always bring up, say, if we're building snowblowers, we can't sell snowblowers, we just stop building snowblowers.
Put them in the warehouse.
We just keep producing milk. We can't just turn it off and turn it back. And
how do you people handle that? Five generations, just almost like mentally with the stress factor.
Yeah. How are your Christmases? How are the family reunions? A little stressful in our house.
It's a lot easier than when I was a kid, I think, because, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock at night, you know, Christmas was a little bit different because we opened up.
One day.
We went to Christmas Eve, we opened up, and also we come home from church and Santa Claus came.
Right.
But people don't understand, you have a dairy farm, right?
Yeah.
Those cows, they don't know it's Christmas. I mean, you have to work there. That's why vacations and weddings. You got to work. Your weddings, sometimes those farmer weddings are at a little bit different time because they got to get back.
You know, it's a little bit different now with the size that we're at. You know, we grew up with 50 cows, but we always.
50?
Yeah.
So how many do you have now?
We got just over 1,000. Okay. So, but I always remember.
Would you love to bring your great-great-great-grandparents back for a day?
Right. You know, a lot of great memories now when we look back at it. You know, my dad would have to go to a wedding, and we run to the last minute, and then take off running to
hurry up, father.
Before mom yells at him.
Did you guys ever wedding. Like? You guys never went to Disneyland or something?
No,
right?
We never did. No, we have my sister put together, you know, a memory book and stuff like that. And then summer vacations or that was all empty because we never.
That's what I was gonna say.
In the back 40, we're picking stuff. Yeah.
Wow. God bless you guys, Dan.
And Dan, I mentioned this before on the show, but when you start a business, very risky, 50% of them, 80% of them fail. My first employee was a farmer, and she was awesome. And then we built it from there. But somebody I could rely on. She was never sick.
Jim, how many times have we mentioned that when people come in about young people trying to get them in these different programs? It's like, if you have a farm kid, he's hired.
Right.
Sure.
Or she.
I shouldn't say that. Yeah. He or she. They're hired because of their work ethic.
Right. Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, she...
God bless you, man.
Survive.
Well, anyway, let's talk about Brown County breakfast on the farm. June 1st.
Yes. So that's just over a week away, a week and a half. But
it's hard to believe with as cold and crappy as it's been that June is a week away.
So Wayside Dairy is hosting us here, the Naske family, and Jesse Drajic, one of the partners there. be hosting it. So we're very grateful that we got a family that would willing to host it. I believe this is their third time in the last 20 years.
Awesome. Okay.
They've been hosting it, so they got a great setup. You know, the challenge is every year you talk about stress on the family. It's, you know, I hosted it twice and both times it rained. And so we can control the environment inside the tents.
Well, I will say this though, and you guys have it right on the thing. Rain or shine.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like, you know what? We don't shut down the farm because it rains.
Right.
That's right. Yep. So there's we're doing it no matter what. There's no plan B.
No, no. That's awesome. But go ahead. Tell a little bit more about this.
Okay, you know, so the guys do an excellent job serving the breakfast. The challenge always is the parking. One nice thing about Wayside is we hosted it three times, so we're really good at the parking, being able to get that in there. So the risk that we always have, like I said, is the rain, and it gets to be muddy. And it's always the kind of the holdup. But I think we got a very good plan going into place, and I want to encourage everyone to come out. And I
Absolutely.
Think we have a great time, and we do our best of getting everybody in and out, and it's
for an adult $10. Yeah. That's you get a lot more
with the biggest breakfast you'll ever eat.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. So yeah. So yeah. So you'll.
So that's going to be plentiful. Sunday. What time? Often you start with a mass. Do you have something like that?
Yep, we do. I believe that's at 7 o'clock, and then we start serving breakfast at 8. So we have a
what a nice way to start your Sunday.
Church
if you're
service.
Go.
Yeah.
And you know some of these attractions.
You know what I've never done, and I saw this on a sign. Where was I? Coming back from Fond du Lac, a polka mass was gonna be. I've never been to a polka. Do you guys do polka mass?
Yes.
We haven't.
Because you guys have done those at times, right?
We have. Yes. Yeah.
What's that like? I mean, how do you do like Ave Maria?
It's a polka mass. They can put any song to polka
music.
Really? Yeah. I would love to see that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And I haven't. It's been a while since I've been to one, but my mom and dad were big polka.
Yeah.
Really? I believe it. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to read through some of the things here real quick. Attractions, delicious breakfast, which I swear, folks,
you just
that's the
beat it.
Honest truth. Ride along farm tour. And is that in the wagon?
It's in the wagon. Yep. Yep.
Which is so much fun.
I believe we have 15 tour wagons. It's constantly every 5 minutes.
And horse drawn, which is cool for kids. Are they?
We do tractor drawn. So we had horses help with parking, but we just.
All right.
It's hard to.
Which was a cool way to start the day.
It is. Yes,
you
cool.
park the car and here's this horse.
They pull you back there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Tractor pull. All right.
And then, so then we have all kinds of other kids' events. We're going to see a tractor display.
Kitty tractor pull.
Yep. Kitty tractor pull. I'm trying to think of what else.
That machinery display, I mean, we see you guys on the highway once in a while.
Yep.
But that equipment, that's very expensive equipment, but it's cool to see it up close.
Yes.
Because
you don't realize how big it is probably.
Right. Especially for, it's like when we would put on a thing for the city, the kids love climbing fire trucks. And this is what that is, those tractors. And
people don't realize this is a good family thing. Like in your family area, kids activities, huge petting zoo, sand pile, which you can have about 14 other things and kids will go to that sand pile. I've been there. They'll go to that and they'll go to the climbing hay bale hill.
Yep, sure.
They love that. Then they can hang out with the calves, the free custard from Culver's.
Folks, I'm being
honest with you. Bring your kids to this event. They will love it.
Yeah, this is a great way to start the summer. And, and you want to support, I mean, I don't know what it costs you. I think it probably costs you $9 to make it. But even the profits, though, they do go to help educate the community on
We do, yeah. And just kind of show the economic impact here, too, in Brown County and in the state of Wisconsin, what dairy farming does for everybody and how many people are employed through farming.
And you do talk a little bit about that, but there's jobs out there. You're looking for people, and that's a great career. And
it is.
Across the street from us is Schreiber, and they couldn't be in business without you.
Right. Yeah. There's so many jobs out there. And, that's one of the things that we're trying to promote a little bit here with some scholarships, stuff like that. But it's, millions of jobs. You're just talking about truck drivers, So it's probably a little bit different to be a truck driver for agriculture than it is for, just an over the road trucker type deal.
My favorite part-time job ever, Northern Minnesota. And I was a helper for a milk delivery guy, okay? Yep. And we'd go to the different farms and everything like that. And you'd go to these little tiny schools, wherever. Johnny, do you have time? We're putting together peanut butter sandwiches. Have some peanut butter sandwiches and some cookies that were making. Every place you went, every farmer. And you know what was cool? You'd go to these big farms, whatever, and you go into the kitchen, you know, with these people, and it all smell phenomenal.
Always.
And they're
clean.
And all of their records were like these little notebooks, just handwritten. You know what I mean? Going back, like you said, five generations. They probably had five generations of little notebooks on the shelf and everything meticulously. No computers, no nothing. And it was just, I loved that. Yeah. I really do. That whole world of dairy farmers and that whole thing, that's its own little cult. And I mean that in a good way.
Sure. Yep.
But you guys have gotten a lot more tech savvy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yes.
A lot. Hey, well, I want to, a couple more things on.
No. We have to ask him one question. No. This is the most important question. Do you think I could outrun a cow?
Yeah, I think you probably could.
Okay.
I was thinking about down on Washington Street here. Maybe we could
spin
the cow.
Yes.
Could just do it,
Jim can get the street closed off for us.
I still got my connections. All right. We got to talk a little bit more
about
this.
We're not through with you, Dad. Right. No. We got a lot more questions for you. Stay with us. We got to talk Brown County Breakfast on the Farm.
Like the girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I do. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't.
Waylon Jennings, baby.
I'm a rambling man.
Don't
fool around.
Any old rambling man. Dan's a rambling man.
I don't want to stereotype, but do farmers like
didn't
bring
us anything today from the farm?
Do farmers have a certain genre, or is it just you like all music?
What kind of music?
It's all over.
What's in the barn? What's in the barn?
But you got music playing in the barn.
It's country.
I grew up listening to sports talk radio.
Did you listen to me?
In the Brewer game.
Did you grow up listening to me,
yes or
no?
Yeah. Was that?
Did you grow up listening to me?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liar. Go ahead.
I guess he does lie. I didn't think he did.
I told you.
I was defending you, Dan, all the way.
I kind of laughed because I used to, our mailman always had it. Had you on, and I always listened to it. So, like, he's got the radio blaring. I hear Mino.
Oh, you guys say, did you hear what Mino said? That guy's an idiot. Numerous times.
Yeah.
Yes. But, Dan, all the respect to the world, and these Brown County breakfasts on the farm, I don't know, is it unique to Northeast Wisconsin?
Not really.
I mean, did it start here? I mean,
I believe it has. We had it a long time ago. It went away for maybe a short time, but otherwise, we brought it back, and it's been very successful. And some of the challenges, we're just getting less and less farms to be able to host it here for the county.
Right. But let's talk about some of the challenges though in farming. I mean, there's a lot of advantages to it, but
I think the biggest thing is it's always the pressure of the family farm, right? Like, okay, do you have to? I got a sixth generation coming in, and I'll sort of pressure I have to take over the farm.
Hey, I just want to ask. So, when you say five generations, like what year did it start then?
1848.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So
it's a year famine. It became a state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Where did your family come from? What country?
Ireland.
No kidding.
Yep. Wow. So we live in a skeet in Wisconsin. There's a skeet in Ireland. So we still have the brick. They call it brick meadows over there. Yeah. So my parents went over, visited, and stuff.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So, but. Wow.
That's 1848.
Yeah, I believe they came into Ohio, and then some of them moved up around the way. So,
why was this area such a dairy farm area?
I don't know if it had to do with the Homestead Act.
It brought
people up, but it's a great place to grow to milk cows because we have cooler temperatures.
Okay,
In the summertime, wintertime is colder, but we're
that
not.
That doesn't bother them though, right? The cows, does it?
Not as much, cold? No. We're not, we got seasons, we can grow alfalfa here. Cows milk really well on alfalfa.
Okay.
So we got great conditions here for that, so.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, just, we talked, Todd came in here and mentioned you and just
on mental health, stuff like that. It's a challenge, in agriculture. So there's a lot of pressure we're dealing with, we're dealing with banks, we're dealing with commodity prices all the time, so it's
I don't think people would correlate those two. I'm gonna be honest with you. They wouldn't see that mental health stress that they need help just like other industries.
Sure.
But the pressure's there.
Yeah, and I think we have things in place to help us on a business wise compared to where we used to be, but you know, the pressure's still there. I mean, right? And now we're larger, we're dealing with 18 employees and families that are dependent on us, you know. Yeah. So
there's probably never a day where you can say, "Oh, we did it. We're good to go."
No. Right? You never think, "Oh, we accomplished that. Yes. Now it's over." Right? You know. So,
and the other thing about your business is you do rely a little bit on nature. You know, the sun. It's like a promoter. My cousin was an outdoor promoter of concerts. I would never do that because as much as I believe, I just don't want the rain.
Anybody
to come
that's
on my
ever
day.
Put together a golf tournament,
so golf, that's another golf, right?
Yeah. So,
but if you do it for a living, that's different. And he does this for a living.
Yeah. So, you know, especially last year was very stressful because of all the rain that we had.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, we still have to feed the cows. So there's always that, like, okay, what are we going to do to get things planted, to get it in, to get milk, produce milk. So it's challenging, and sometimes your hands are tied. You just sit there and watch it rain outside, and we can't get the seed in the ground.
This is so great. Brown County Breakfast on the Farm, Sunday, June 1st, 8 until noon. Church service is at 7 o'clock at the farm. Right, Dan?
Yep. That's correct. Yep.
At the farm, Wayside Dairy, 7937 Stone Road, Greenleaf. Wayside Dairy, rain or shine, volunteers needed.
Yes. So we have a volunteer sign up online. So yeah, we're always looking for volunteers, and it takes I believe we have 250 volunteers what we're looking for.
How many do you have now?
Not sure. Didn't check.
Okay. You know what's so cool? I saw a Facebook thing. You know, Bill Jarts was coming on our show next week, Tigers Crew. And somebody said, you know what's cool about Bill Jarts? I went to like one of these farms. He was the guy driving the tractor for the
wagon. Oh, yeah.
Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And Mike Austin was always
involved. Yeah, volunteers, you know, everybody usually steps up. Especially the agriculture community steps up and they get in there.
So how do they do it? You got a website or phone number? How do you want people to contact you?
You go to the website and we look at our Facebook page, Brown County Dairy Breakfast. So you can go on there and sign up if you're looking for a volunteer. We do not sell tickets, but that line goes really fast. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, get in early. I know last year we had some issues with people coming a little bit later and then, you know, kind of miss it up. But at 12 o'clock, we do have to shut it down just because it's
got to go milk the cows.
It's a long day. And
it's
all
a working farm.
Stuff.
I mean, it is. It's not just for show.
No. Wow. This is great. Well, thank you for doing this. Yeah. I know. $10. Bucks.
This is great.
We should have a tip jar there too. Cause I mean, I think people really appreciate all you do for this community. So we're going to 8 to noon. All right. And that's a week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday. Yes.
Oh yeah. Cool. Yep. All right. Well, we'll see you there.
Though at 7, they have the mass.
Yes.
Which I think is very cool. Is it like in one of the barns?
It's in a tent. No. Yeah. Tent outside for the food tent. So,
and I'm sure Miss Dairyland's going to be there. You can bring some celebrities in there.
We do.
That's always cool to see too. And
great
definitely
stuff, buddy.
Bring the kids.
I want to suggest you guys do some volunteer work. Jim, you would be great at cooking, and John, you could drive the tractor.
They don't literally let the volunteers cook.
I would do that in a heartbeat. I drive a tractor.
I can hook you up there.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to put you in that predicament.
He can do the tractor, but I do. But I'll serve.
Okay.
You know, I'll do that. I want the eggs. All right. I want to be the first guy.
Good.
I like that.
I'm there. You need me. I'm there.
Yeah, we'll come.
Yep,
we'll...
I help out with tours, I'll
give a tour.
There,
Okay.
Careful. Okay.
What does that mean?
Dan, this is great.
Coming up in 20 minutes, Mino racing a cow.
All right. Perfect. BrownCountyDairyPromotions.com.
That's correct. Yep.
Brown County Breakfast on the Farm, Sunday, June 1st. Wayside Dairy, 7937 Stone Road, Greenleaf. Dan, you guys are awesome, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Whatever you can do.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.